Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. And Fortnite is doing another collaboration with Coachella that is going to bring some awesome tracks. So let's get into this blog post talking about it. All right, celebrate 2 weekends of Coachella 2024 in Fortnite. Whether you're a Fortnite Festival performer or using the jam system in Battle Royale, Coachella returns to Fortnite to make your shows more stylish and your sounds even sweeter. Check out what and who is headlining in Fortnite for the 2 weekends of Coachella. Jam Stage Revolution. You're not dreaming. Fortnite Festival's jam stage has been Coachella-fied, complete with Coachella's iconic La Grande Wheel, Spectra Tower, and more. From now until version 29.30, enjoy the new backdrop while dropping unexpected mixes with your friends. The main stage has your back too, with a Coachella-themed video screen to give your performances good vibes. Out of this world energy. Why try to be a star when you've seen them all? The Horizon and Cosma outfits based on Coachella's iconic astronaut will rocket to the Fortnite shop starting the first weekend of Coachella, April 11th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Bring back memories of floating in space with the interstellar butterfly back bling and carry the beat across the universe with a Coachella Pulse pickaxe. Finish off this new wave of attire with the soft synth rap. All these items are reactive to music. And if you're a fan of LEGO Fortnite, both the Horizon and Cosma outfits have a LEGO style. LEGO styles are not reactive. The Horizon and Cosma outfits, Interstellar Butterfly Backbling, Coachella Pulse Pickaxe, and Soft Synth Wrap will be in the shop until the second weekend of Coachella, April 20th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Outshine the stars. New instruments in the octave sphere. Pairing well with Horizon and Cosma are the Mirage Glimmer Guitar and Festival Keys Keytar. Whether you're performing on Festival main stage or jamming with your team in Battle Royale, either instrument may just make you, if only for a moment, the center of your party's universe. The Mirage Glimmer Guitar and Festival Keys Keytar will be in the item shop April 11th at 8 p.m. Eastern to 8 p.m. Eastern on April 20th. Never settle for less. Emotes inspired by Coachella performers. Two artists performing in Coachella 2024, Doja Cat and Sabrina Carpenter, reverberate in Fortnite. Starting the first weekend of Coachella, the rebellious emote featuring Doja Cat's Paint the Town Red will be in the shop. Use your arms, legs, and hips in the dance move by Liam McGowan. Alongside rebellious, the Sonic Surfer emote featuring Sabrina Carpenter's feather will touch down lightly in the shop. Ride a feather like you're sailing through the air. Ready to move to the music, the Rebellious emote and Sonic Surfer emote will be in the shop until April 20th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Performances from you. April 11th at 8 p.m. Eastern to 8 p.m. Eastern April 18th. Jam tracks from artists performing in Coachella 2024 will be included in the festival main stage's featured rotation. Want to keep those jam tracks so you can jam with your friends in this jam stage or other venues? All the Coachella 2024 jam tracks will be in the shop as well. And here's a list of the songs. I Wanna Get Better by Bleachers, Song 2 by Blur, Paint the Town Red by Doja Cat, Ella Bella Soa by Eslabon Armada, Peso Pluma, The Way Life Goes by Lil Uzi Vert featuring Oh Wonder, Boys a Liar Part 2 by Pink Pantherus and Ice Spice, What I Got by Sublime, and Make Damn Sure by Taking Back Sunday. This is a banger of a set list right here, I am telling you. I love so many of these songs. Song 2 by Blur, I've loved that song forever. Paint the Town Red by Doja Cat, that song every time I hear it, it gets stuck in my head and I can't get it out of my head for hours. What I Got by Sublime, oh my goodness, love that since I was a kid. Make Damn Sure by Taking Back Sunday. You know how, you know, I'm in my mid-30s. I'm an elder millennial. You know I love, love, love all that emo stuff from back in the 2000s. Okay, that was my stuff. That hit me at that age. You know, that's my generation. list here of songs. If you're not a content creator wanting to play these jam tracks to the world, check out the Fortnite Coachella content creation section at the bottom of this blog post. If you are a content creator, sorry. J Balvin joins the team. J Balvin returns to Fortnite in a fiery new incarnation to celebrate his upcoming Coachella performance. The Inferno Skeleton Balvin outfit comes to the shop starting the second weekend of Coachella, April 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern. This outfit includes the sizzling and smiling Zappy Go Backy back bling. The outfit and back bling is available individually or in the Inferno Skeleton Balvin bundle, which additionally contains the Mi Gente jam track. The Inferno Skeleton Balvin outfit, Zappy Go Backy back bling, and Mi Gente jam track will be in the shop until 8 p.m. Eastern on April 22nd. Inferno Skeleton Balvin includes a Lego style. Okay, and then for content creators, here you go. Fortnite Coachella content creation. Want to create Fortnite Coachella content for YouTube from April 11th at 10 a.m. Eastern to April 18th at 9:59 a.m. Eastern? Content creators in the Supported Creator Program will be able to host VOD content on YouTube featuring the Coachella 2024 jam tracks and their loops and monetize it. No takedown notifications should occur during this time. Okay, so here's some more info on that. In order to monetize their content featuring the jam tracks, Supported Creator members need to link their YouTube and Supported Creator accounts. Important, when uploading the content to YouTube, be sure to upload it as unlisted or public. If you upload the video as private, it is possible you could receive a monetization claim on your video. For uploading the content on other platforms, refer to the channel's platform policies for tips on how to avoid copyright strikes. Although unlikely, if you do receive a claim on any SAC content, there may be a short delay in YouTube processing the release of the claim. During this time, please do not dispute the claim. Not in Supported Creator? Don't worry, you can still share your Fortnite Festival experiences on YouTube featuring the Coachella 2024 jam tracks. However, you will not be able to monetize this content on YouTube. So there you go. There is our Fortnite Coachella collaboration. And that is the news I have for you today. There is other news that came out yesterday, and another one that came out today, but we got a week, so we'll take our time getting through everything. You know, we'll talk about the racing, the Lady Gaga stuff. What else? I think that's the only other two things we have to get to, but we'll get to them in the next episode, because this one's already going a little bit longer. So let's take a look at what people are playing. Battle Royale has 147,000, Zero Build 238,000, Rocket Racing 6,000, Lego Fortnite 31,000, Red vs. Blue Rumble Zero Build 6,000, Elemental Master Tycoon 4,000, 1v1 2,000, Go Goated Zone Wars New Weapons 12,000, Tilted Zone Wars 4,000. Okay, we'll head on over to quests. I don't think I went over the weekly quest for this week, did I? I don't think I did. You need to hire a heavy specialist and a supply specialist. You need to collect gold bars from safes or cash registers, 100 in total. Enter bunkers in different matches. You got to do that 3 times. Damage players with the Harbinger SMG, 300. You need to outlast players while holding an Aspect of the Gods. And you need to outlast 50 players. Okay. Hire a heavy specialist and supply specialist. very easy. They even mark it on the map for you where they are, so that makes it very simple. Make sure you're doing everything else as well, you know, the your weeklies, your stories, your reboot rallies if you can, the chorus stuff. There's a lot of stuff available in here to do right now. You know, there is story quests again for Aphrodite now. You know, the Aphrodite snapshot quests, so get in there and do those. There's 15 stages of them. The first one, use a scrying pool to speak with Aphrodite, and then you're just going to keep following the quests from there. But yeah, lots of opportunity to be leveling up right now. All right, let's head on over to the item shop and see what's in the item shop today. Okay, let's see. The Lego stuff, the cars, Lady Gaga, the jam tracks, the gear for festival. Today we got the Storm Racer outfit for 1,200, Pit Stop outfit for 1,200, High Octane pickaxe for 800, Baki outfit for 1,200, Jonesy the First outfit for 800, Pumpernickel emo for 500, Raise the Roof emo for 200, the Teef outfit for 1,500, Skull Trooper outfit for 1,500, Isabelle outfit for 1,500, Globber pickaxe for 800, Astrolo Master Staff pickaxe for 800, Feelin' Jaunty emo for 500, Rock Paper Scissors emo for 200, the Falcon Clan bundle that's got the Kuno outfit for 1,500, Kenji outfit for 1,500, Talons pickaxe for 800, Quickstrike pickaxe for 500, Falcon Glider for 1,500, Warsaw in the bundle for 2,800, which is 3,000 off the total. We got the PJ bundle in here that's got the PJ outfit, with the Star Woofer back bling for 1,200, Tape Decker pickaxe for 800, where you get all of that in the bundle for 1,500, which is 500 off the total. You got the Sonar outfit with Future Sound Spinner back bling for 1,500. The Echoic Disruptor pickaxe for 1,200. We got a new outfit, the Toshiro bundle. So this has the Toshiro outfit that comes with the Toshiro's Carapace back bling. It has a Lego style as well. And this character, okay, let's see what the detail says. Unbreakable Heart, Indomitable Spirit, and is part of the Chitin's Call set. Okay, now, do you want to know what this guy looks like? If you're just listening to the podcast version, he's got scars all over his chest. He's got on pants. He's got like a little like hoodie on, no shirt on under it. It's like a open vest hoodie. I like his hairstyle. I like the facial hairstyle as well. Very similar to what I have done in the past. So, you know, I gotta like that. And then his left arm is like a crab arm, or inspired by a crab. It's got spikes all over it. It's red. It looks like a, you know, crab colorish. Looks pretty cool. So Toshiro, that's cool. You got the Barbed Katana pickaxe for 800, the Warrior's Chitin wrap for 300, or that's all in the Toshiro bundle for 1,800, which is 500 off the total. And then there's a Sandstorm outfit for 1,200. There's Power Shang's Locker Bundle. So in Power Shang's Locker Bundle, you get the Shadow Apps outfit with the Prospect Backlink for 1,500, Burning Beast Glider for 1,500, the Astral Axe Pickaxe for 1,200, the Daydream Emote for 800, or it's all in Power Shang's Locker Bundle for 2,500, which is 2,500 off the total. Okay, you got the Fortnite Flow section, and then the Avatar items still in here as well. So, that looks like everything today. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, M-M-M-I-K-I-E, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. And for the item of the day today, I gotta go with the Toshiro outfit. Come on, it's a new outfit. It looks cool. I love what it's got going on with the whole arm thing there. Now, Fortnite, you know, did say, make a response to the whole getting rid of the rarities of the outfits and in the item shop, you know, in the locker and item shop. They said things aren't going to change with the way they do the pricing. Things will still be the same. And so far, so good. So we got this new outfit. Like I said, though, the other day we got one and it didn't really seem to fit the mold. But we get this new one and it fits the mold because it's 1,200. And yeah, it's not just a base model character reskinned. It is a wholly unique skin and it comes with a back bling. So it's 1,200, and that does fall in line for what we would normally see for a outfit at that price range. So hopefully they are being honest and they are true that, you know, they are going to keep things the way they always have with pricing things the way they, you know, have in the past. But we will see. Like I said, already before they made this change, there was an outfit that came out that was 1,200, but it was just the outfit and nothing else. So we'll keep our eye on it. But there you go. There is your item of the day. That is going to be the episode for today. So make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.